Well, actually, we know that only about 2% of the population are actually in what is called zero-hour contracts. By the way, zero-hour contract is badly named. I don't know who came up with that idea. It should be named the flexible hours contract, because the people that actually use that contract are, for the most part, people who have caring responsibilities, students, people who can't guarantee hours, fixed hours, over a series of weeks, but who are able, therefore, to flex their work and take the work as necessary. And we know two things about these flexible hours contracts. We know, first of all, that people who do them are more satisfied with their work-life balance than those who are in fixed hours contracts, interestingly enough, and that the average number of hours that they work is not, as some people say, tiny numbers. It's actually 25 hours work a week. So tiny proportion of the population involved in that, but overall, more people in work, more people have that satisfaction of security, of a good wage packet that brings them and their families hope for the future.
I would just say, how out of touch can you get? Even the Prime Minister says that he wouldn't be able to get by on a zero-hour contract, and yet today Ian Duncan Smith is suggesting that these are better jobs than other jobs in the economy. But the reality is, if you don't know from day to day or week to week how much you're going to be earning, it's incredibly difficult to be able to pay the rent, pay the bills and put food on the table. So we need to be more ambitious for our country, with more jobs paying a wage people can afford to live on, and more jobs offering that security that most of us take for granted when we have a job.